Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
There must be a lesbian store in Bogota, because she got two pillows that look like titties.
What's the lesbian version of Amazon?
Maybe
Ruth's.
maybe it's like a Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, it's called like Elaine's.
Spencer's Regalos. I think that's Spanish. That's Italian too.
What?
Regalo.
Legado.
Regalo.
Regalo.
It's a gift.
No, it's outside. Oh, okay.
This is Toe.
Season 9, episode 3. If you can't jump,
you plunge. Do the nesty plunge.
Boy, that was a commercial, wasn't it?
My brother and I were obsessed with doing the nesty plunge.
What's the nesty plunge?
That's what I'm saying. It was a commercial.
Wasn't there like someone diving into tea?
Yes, you just fall into water. We were obsessed with
that. So you would
do
it in the pool?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't have a pool. We had to walk up to Aunt Peggy. Some of us fancy.
We didn't either. We were at my cousin's house.
That makes sense. Your mother would never have a pool.
Absolutely not.
Get drowned and be my
fault. I'd have to clean it. No one else is going to take care of it.
Y'all, Poodle has emerged from her cave.
I'm still not at 100%, so all the prayer requests, all the prayers, Father Weegis's have been helping.
To the sissy who posted a prayer in the sissy squad, you're a sucker. You're a sucker.
I am much better. I'm not 100%, but
hope you don't give it to me.
I've had it for a week, but it still is contagious. So.
I'm putting my life in danger just for our listeners. For our intimate portrait, so they can...
You weren't really doing that much with it either, anyway.
They can sit right here. Just sit right here. Poodle's breathing on you. You're getting that norovirus.
I don't think it was norovirus.
That's what you said.
But I said, now I think... They said it was going around. But a lot of people said there's been a stomach bug going around. I can say this. If you get it, cancel everything for like 4 days. It was bad.
I was down for like two, but I don't know if it was that or
I don't
on
think
prep.
You had this.
I'm just still kind of nauseous. I'm a little nauseous right now from prep. I'm working on it.
takes time. Are you really talking about being on pre-exposure prophylaxis?
Yes.
I guess that's gay rights.
Hey, got to do it now.
Oh, there's a hole in my pants.
Great.
Easy access.
Y'all, this is going to be an exciting show. We've got, no, because there was a good episode of 90 Day Fiancé. We've got
a new segment. Which is the first time we're doing it, so.
What are we calling it again? I forgot. Something.
You can tell I lessons. Have to spear, even sick, I have to spearhead everything.
What's it called?
It's called Tales from Social Media.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it after the commercial. What else we got going on?
Let me go to my phone.
We've got that coming up. We've got.
I'll tell you, on the second episode, the episode's going to come out tomorrow, part two, you're going to get a corner on the Real Friends of WeHo.
Yes.
Which, that was an option for our By Curious, and I forgot to do it because I was incapacitated. Just delirious.
Let me shut the curtain so we don't. Oh, tell them about our By Curious.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Shut the curtains. Our By Curious on the Traitors is out. We had a lot of fun. We're only covering like episode one and half of episode two, y'all.
Found one of your lip balms.
Thank you. but if you're, I do summarize the entire season at the end, but I give you plenty of spoiler time.
Because so I made him.
If you do, you did. If you are watching the whole, if you want to watch the whole season, it is spoiler free until the last 5 minutes or so. So, but I would say if you need to watch episode one and episode two, I highly recommend it.
It's good. I like it.
We also did a collab with another Below Deck podcast,
Patrick and Dylan.
Another
Below Deck podcast. That's already aired, so you can listen Saturday. To that. And y'all, we talk about it. We talked about it more on the Below Deck podcast, but we're not going to be doing Summer House. We might offer it as a By Curious. There's time. We've got too much stuff going on, and we don't have the time to, even if it's good this season,
we don't have the soul.
Not saying we won't cover it again down the road, but it's just for right now.
We're not covering Perfect Match. We got screeners for that garbage. And that's when I said, I don't have enough soul.
Or we want to thank Netflix for giving us screeners. We just didn't have time to cover it.
Thanks, Netflix.
That's it.
Also, thank you all for reaching out. I told on our Darcy and Stacey podcast, thank you all for reaching out about prom and catered sit-down dinners. And some of you had those, and some of you went out to dinner like I did. Some of you had catered dinners like this one.
Yes.
Some of you went out to dinner at the Melting Pot like I did.
Very few of you had entertainment, but some of you did. But it's been decided that no one had to move the cafeteria tables except for us.
And the entertainment that was there was usually not singing and dancing.
Well, the people didn't have talented schools like we did. I mean, we won state in drama and in choir.
Tell me, were there?
I don't know how.
Were there skits?
But we did. No, we were just singing. We just sing some tricks, calling you.
No, it's so much potential spam.
I am
sick of this. There needs to be regulations. I pay taxes for a reason.
Oh, God.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to be an insufferable person in their 60s.
Spoiler alert. What do we already know?
I pay taxes for a reason.
Actually, I think we already know who you're going to be in her 60s, in your 60s. And I think we met her this episode. And I'm going to talk about my reasons later. Prove me wrong.
Not this episode. Tomorrow.
Prove me wrong.
His name is Oshama.
Yeah.
And he's 24 years old.
She's originally not from Georgia.
No. Yeah. No. But she kind of has a lisp like this.
It's that's a little bit more what's her name who died. But she does have Carol Channing. Yeah.
No, she kind of has a voice like this.
I mean, I enjoy the Carol Channing of it. And you know what? I'm going to correct myself. Carol Channing is not a what's her name.
Thank you.
I feel bad I said that.
Anyway, we'll be talking
about dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
D Debbie and Oshama is the next episode.
Speaking of Debbie and
Liza Minnelli, too.
Yeah. Speaking of Debbie and Oshama, or Debbie, y'all, we just watched Classless. It's season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, and it is so good. We just watched the episode where Larissa just tells Debbie, we need to live in a bigger house with the pool.
With the poolie.
And what's that terrible slot machine over there? And Debbie goes,
that's the one that my husband gave me.
Cure, Mom, cure. And Larissa goes, oh, sorry, E. Y'all, it is, I'm just saying, yes, please listen to us on our Patreon, on Reality Gaze Plus.
You need to watch season 6 if you've never seen it.
Even if you don't want to give us the fucking $5 a month and you'd rather buy that Starbucks coffee, that's fine. But you need to watch season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé if you haven't seen it.
Agree.
Oh, it's good.
Agree.
Anyway.
I think that's it. Turn on Timey.
I think that's it.
Timey, you're our only hope.
Timey, you're our only hope.
All right.
Some of you've asked, by the way, too. I had message. I don't know why, Randy. My mom's doing really good after her little brain surgery thing. She doesn't have the shakes anymore. They turned on her little button, and she's great.
Why does this feel like a church moment?
Well, you know. Time for me to testify.
Let's get into this.
Chris and Jamie.
I'm gonna say this.
Chris looks so good in the moment when they did her makeup. She looks beautiful. She looks great.
I wrote that down. I went, this in the moment look in like looks so much better on her.
Yeah.
Also, Jen's in the moment look when they did her makeup in India is like a completely different
look. It's a completely different look. She looks really good there.
Because for some reason, her Oklahoma look, when she did her full face but didn't touch her eyes.
Well, I think she probably was doing her makeup in Oklahoma. But I don't think they have a lot of makeup artists in Stillwell. Greasy actually has a makeup school. A lot of people don't know that.
Why doesn't the
bitch... It's in a woman's backyard.
Why doesn't the bitch know how to do a makeup tutorial and eye makeup? It's bad.
Not everybody can be Kara.
Oh, God.
The best. We just watched a video of her singing, y'all, and she sounded good.
I'm a fan.
I responded. I said, we are gagged.
People call her a pick-me girl. I really enjoy her. I really enjoy Kara and Guillermo.
I'm going to say this, y'all. We would have a good time with 90 Day Fiancé people in Florida, I have to say.
I think they're a little afraid.
We could go.
They're
see
not
them.
In Florida. They're in Virginia.
Why do I always think she's in Florida? Never mind.
I've stopped asking questions like that.
Still, though, I just saw...
Your brain is just addled.
I just saw Amber and Daniel the other day. You know, it's not addled. It's just excited to see my friend after a week of looking at him through a screen, wondering if he was going to make it. I'm just happy to be here.
You will not shame me with compliments.
All right.
All right, so, let's move on.
I also want to say... Chris is wearing an ineffective mask. I would love to wear a mask with sequins on it, but they are not K90.
It doesn't matter because it is from the JoJo Siwa collection, as is most of what she's wearing. Y'all, Chris is getting off of the plane. And Jamie is going to pick her up. She's like very nervous. She's like, did I choose the right outfit? I'm like, I think it's better than the one Chris wore.
I think
so. And I wrote down... Thank God Chris changed from the... I think that was her... I want to sleep on the plane.
I'm traveling.
Hopefully I don't have my Jimmy Kicky legs from Night Terrors.
Traveling like you're getting another dick call.
What the hell?
Everybody's just calling you.
I'm over it.
Well...
Maybe they know. Maybe they know I'm feeling better.
They're just like, hey...
My asshole's putting out sonar. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop,
whoop, whoop. You haven't been able to eat a lot. Like those, you're just ready.
Like those whales on the old Aquaman cartoon.
Oh my, Jimmy. I sense a gaping asshole deep in the ocean.
Go get him, Aquaman.
Speaking of Aquaman, golly. I was just watching social media, speaking of... What's his name?
Jason Momoa.
God.
Again, not damn. What's his name?
You know when you look at a video of a man and all sense of civility leaves your body and you just want to scream, wreck me!
Not familiar.
That's what I feel with him.
Not familiar at all. I don't know that feeling.
We got to go. This is going to be a long
that's
show.
That's what happens every time I look at Chris Evans.
I have news about that.
They're together. Him
have
and
you seen? It's he has a 25-year-old girlfriend.
I didn't know she was 25 years
she
old.
She looks like his daughter. I sent Black Twitter is not happy about it because they call him Christopher Jamal Evans, and they're like, I saw a tweet say, "Oh no, Christopher Jamal Evans, you know
better."
Because
he's 24. She's 24.
Because she's 20. If she literally, he's 41. It's fine. I guess love, as we know from this show, love finds in different ages, but it's just, she looks, there's a picture of them and it literally looks like a dad who had his daughter young.
I guess, but I mean like.
I'm probably judging just because I'm upset it's a woman. Let's be honest.
We don't have a problem with Danielle and Johan. Well, I mean, here's the problem with her.
We do have a problem. And they're going to be in our social media news minute as well.
They are?
Yes.
Okay, great. I didn't know
that. Well, if you're going to make a segment, I'm going to add to it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, don't you tease it.
We've been talking about it.
But before. We haven't talked about it yet on a 90 Day Fiancé show.
Let's get on topic, please. So, anyway, y'all, they see each other, they hug. And it's always a good sign when they kiss because it means there's some type of initial chemistry. Yes. Because
and we kiss, okay, and again, the angel sighed.
This was your Michael John Lacusa moment from Hello Again.
We kiss.
I don't know why you know that album.
And I have this fly.
Why do you know that recording?
College.
But you don't know any other vaguely esoteric musical theater, but that one you know.
Yeah.
We need to move on. Jesus.
Meredith just freaked out.
Yeah. So she, they say.
It's a good sign. They seemed happy to see one another. Because y'all, we didn't know how Jamie was going to react.
Yeah. There are so many things against these two. Anyway.
Y'all remember, this is the first time they've seen one another.
Yeah.
And
Chris basically is saying, I'm never letting you go. And they say, you're beautiful. All of these, they're saying things that would make me go, like Roadrunner. Like if you said, I'm never letting you go to me, I go, okay. And then I roll over and go get my ice pick.
You wouldn't like it.
No. So, anyway, and Chris says, there's just so much that could go wrong, especially with me.
Especially with me.
Now, did you see on the preview? She's talking about, I'm going to need some neck surgery because it's going to, I won't be able to move my neck that way.
Yeah.
So, y'all, not to add these up, but has narcolepsy.
Mm-hmm.
The night terrors.
Well, that's part of the narcolepsy. I did not know that.
And then the neck issue. I feel like there's going to be more that comes out.
I think Chris hopefully should investigate what the healthcare system is like for Columbia residents.
I would agree.
Because she's going to need it. And I think Jamie wasn't prepared.
No, she was not. She did not follow Scar's advice from The Lion King.
No. No.
That is one of the That's one of the better Disney villain songs.
I don't know why you've never sang it in a cabaret.
Because you have to douche before you go out. Sometimes you don't know if you're going to get fucked on the dance floor.
Then why haven't you sang it?
It's strange.
You could even wear a cat costume.
Be prepared for the chance of a lifetime. Jeremy Irons was his gayest.
And that's saying something. He's done a lot of kind of gay stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever the fuck ever. Chris asked her to move into a bigger place with an American kitchen. And she's like, and she didn't really have me involved. And it's $100 more. So I assume.
I don't think that's too much.
No.
More.
It seems like Chris is paying for all of it, the way she's talking.
What does Chris do for work again?
Wears onesies?
I don't know if we know.
I think it's disability.
But do you get disability if you leave the country?
That's a good question. I don't think she did. She no, she quit her job. Remember, she was working security. She was, so she's worked like three jobs.
You know what? Good for you for remembering this, because we never do. Someone's screaming at us.
She
right
worked
now.
Like three jobs, like security. And yes. So maybe she saved money. She saved up money.
How long until she can work in Columbia? We don't know. Do we know what Jamie does?
Model coach.
Yes.
But
maybe she's going to help her with her modeling coach.
It, but it sound, the way Chris is talking, it doesn't sound like Jamie is bringing that much financially to the table.
She does
and
not.
Maybe, but maybe she is. Maybe that was, maybe we, maybe she's just speaking out of turn there.
Maybe.
So there are balloons all over the place. I was terrified.
I thought about it. They were hanging. Okay. This apartment is nice.
It is. I called it the Pink Palace. It's very pink. Like the inside of a woman.
Like a vulva. Like a vulva. That's another thing we could talk about on social.
Vulvas?
No, I just want to say, I can't believe I'm saying this. BGL is still trolling Kimberly on Instagram. And a part of it makes me laugh. And another part of me wants to say, leave Kimberly alone.
But it's just kind of the idea of it that she still won't let it go.
She still won't let it go. And I don't know why, but I kind of love Kimberly now.
I guess.
I love her post. I love her, like, living my best life. Like, she did her Valentine's Day post.
Here's the thing. She's super visible on social media, so you're going to get trolls.
He's true.
And BGL's just sitting there finger banging herself with an onion ring. So yeah. What else has she got to do?
Working behind the counter selling smokes.
Yeah. She's.
Yeah. Sorry, I meant to talk to you about that, but I haven't been able to see you. Because
it's true.
It's funny, I text
you've
him.
Been, you've had. You, you're
I in, try to call him, and he says, I can't text. I can't call. I'm sick. And I didn't know nausea made you just couldn't, like. I'm like, hello?
It does,
hello?
Actually.
He just hung up. He's like, I can't. I'm sick.
And so my doctor told me to block you for a while. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was helpful. So she does say, so they're about to get in bed. That's when we see the two titty pillows.
Can I just say what I love about The Other Way is it changes. Like, Bogota is a big, huge, it's the biggest city in Colombia, mm-hmm. I believe. But it's a
it's huge the capital.
International, like, and so I love that we have an American coming from, shall we say,
Very rural area.
Very rural area of
Aaron earned an earner
of Alabama. And so again, it's this idea of like someone, as we see from Eric and Lita, who thinks basically every country besides
God,
America is a
fucking
shithole.
I hate him.
He's gross. But I just love it that we get to see that she's like, wow, this place is so international.
Yeah.
It's so vibrant. But she's not looking at any of it, Poodle, because she's just
she's
there.
Looking in Jamie's eyes.
Again, that would push Poodle away.
Oh, yeah. I would. My eyes would get as wide as saucers, and I'd be like, can I just get out of the car? Can I roll? How fast is this car going, and could I survive if I just rolled out of it?
It's true. I just got a hankering for French fries.
We're not. This is not the place for your food issues. So, they're at the very end. They're like, I can't wait to sleep with you. And Chris says, well, keep in mind, with my night terrors, you might get a karate kick in your face.
I'm gonna need a night camera now. If 90 Day Fiance doesn't have a night camera, that we either see this episode or we see Chris's night terrors at the reunion. If they don't show us one of those two, that's
what
a
if it's like
storyteller? Yeah. That's what I just want her to be like. Everybody's dead asleep, and suddenly you hear, what? She just screams out.
I mean, we are a little bit making fun of night terrors because
it's been, horrible.
Yeah, but like,
it's horrible.
Just the idea of it.
You know what we're making fun of? We're making fun of
the situation.
I don't know if she conned her, but we're making fun of that Jamie has no idea of what she's getting
Zero.
Into. Yeah.
I think she understands it in theory, but I think being with Chris and her multiple issues.
That happened to you on your third husband. Remember, he told you that he had a feeding tube and you didn't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, it lasted a day.
Yeah. That was...
And he never heard from again.
Billionaire. Lost out on that.
Sometimes when the wind blows and the crocodiles are moving around, they say you can hear him say, Pluto.
They call them. Actually, he ended up just marrying a Latin twink who could do the job. And now that bitch is rich.
That was brutal. Anyway, so y'all,
That kind of made me want to have a pillow with just balls on it. Like, what if you had two balls and then you laid down and you're just like the dick?
No.
Okay.
So, y'all, they both change into their respective lingeries.
And I never feel uncomfortable, really that uncomfortable. Well, no, let's think about Debbie and what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kissing, Mom? Kissing.
That was a lot.
But this kind of, it was weird because they both wear lingerie and they come out and they both look beautiful. They look great. And then they just sit on the bed and I wrote, why are we still here?
The cameras were there, yeah.
And you forget. And I went, why am I uncomfortable watching this? And I realized, oh, they're uncomfortable because this is the first time they've seen one another.
It was very Desert Hearts. Very, like, it's a lesbian movie.
Why do
movie.
I know that?
It's a lesbian movie. Very, very longing looks across a room.
There's like
the lesbians who are
there's
listening.
There's like four just
the
went,
lesbians Desert who Hearts. Are listening just screamed that I referenced Desert Hearts.
Let's be honest. Meredith freaked out about
yes,
that, too.
It's a classic lesbian reality check.
I gotta look that lesbian Desert movie. Desert Hearts. 1985 film.
Yeah, it's a classic lesbian movie.
Who's in that?
I don't know. No one who has any career now.
Well, you don't know. It got an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I had a period where I watched as many lesbian movies as I could.
You really did, didn't you?
I loved them. There's something about them.
Helen Shaver. I know Helen Shaver. Why do we know her? She's in it.
I don't know.
Helen Shaver, and then some woman named Patricia Charbonneau.
I'm pretty sure you don't know who Helen Shaver is.
She sounds familiar.
We need to move on.
Okay.
Jen and Rishi.
Okay. I had a whole thing about Jen and Rishi, and I think it's because I know you watched it, and I watched it too, even though I'm the one that told you about it, but you watched it first, and even though you said it wasn't good, and then you ended up loving it. But anyway, I watched the Pamela Anderson documentary.
I said it was great. What
well,
are you talking
when
about?
I told you it was good, you went,
Well, your taste is questionable.
And then you watched it, and then you suddenly forget that I told you about it. Kind of like I told you when you first were nauseous. Well, there's a stomach virus going around. Yeah, I don't know about that. And then now other people have told you.
Selective memory is a wonderful thing.
But what I was going to say, this is a little bit of the spoiler of that doc. Not a spoiler, but y'all watch the documentary. It's really great. But one thing Pamela Anderson talks about is being a romantic. And she says something, and I thought this was really poignant, where she says, so we might say they're foolish on this show, but she said,
she might think I'm foolish.
Fool mommer. Good song. She said, you really have to be brave to fall in love. Because of, like, the vulnerability of it. And I wrote, is Jen brave?
She's foolish. This woman, I really hope we hear. I need to put the pieces together. I am confused because there are so many. This woman's story has so many chapters that we don't know.
That's what we're talking about.
And even the brother, every time the brother-in-law hears something, like when they're on the way.
I think it's the brother, and then the sister-in-law is Tara.
Yeah.
So it's her brother.
But the brother says stuff like, yeah.
Yeah, probably won't work out this or something like.
History is telling me that this won't be a smooth transition.
Y'all, he had to pick Jen up from homecoming because some guy dumped her at the dance. And ever since then, it's been a constant repeat.
I need to talk to him because he would spill. Because Mama's not going to tell you anything.
Poor Donna.
And this little part.
What is wrong? Why are you picking your crotch?
No, my
this is intimate portrait. My, people are watching you sorry. Do that.
My underwear moved in my pants.
Well, why don't you just tough it out and then at the break change your drawers?
No.
Or put a blanket over yourself.
I find that our listeners like to be comfortable with me. Right? Listeners, I'm petting you now.
Now I'm nauseous.
So y'all...
She's looking at her mom's wedding dress, and she's going to take that over there so she okay. can have something of her parents.
Is she going to wear it or hold it? I have a feeling that something in 1971 that is not altered or dressed up is going to look strange.
Nicole could do it. Nicole could alter it in some way.
Well, she's in Egypt.
She literally is in Egypt on the River Denile.
Ooh,
I actually, y'all. That I do think they're the most DOA out of
the
any
thing
out of
is,
gay couple.
I disagree with you. Not that the fact that it's, I don't think it's DOA because I think she's going to go back to him over and over and over again.
Okay, we're gonna have that. We're doing that one next episode, right?
No, the end of this one.
Okay, so we'll do it after the commercial.
They're next.
We'll get to it.
I think she's going to go back because it represents an extreme for her, and she's but at one time she's repressed by it, but she's endlessly titillated by it.
Yeah, save it.
I hate you. I want to rip your face off and stomp on it. I knew you were waiting to scream save it at me. I saw it.
All right, Jed and Rishi.
I want to do so much violence to you.
Well, you haven't gotten fucked in like 2 weeks.
That, yeah, I have a lot of violence to get
out. Because your plumbing's been leaking, so.
Wow.
Can't. That's a thing. Women can still have sex whenever they have diarrhea. Men can't.
No. Or they don't have to have.
They don't want to, probably.
You can have. You, unless you're the non-receptive partner. Or sex just has to be anal.
That is true. Not familiar. You could be in the middle of a bukkake.
That's true.
A butt cake.
But then I just have to like shit myself halfway through.
Some guys are into that. You know what? We need to move on. I'm grossing myself out.
So
Jen's 46. Rishi's in his early 30s, just to remind people.
Yeah. He's 32. She's still kind of poo-pooing the messages.
Good
that,
segue.
Exactly. That Randy sent her. Remember Randy, the one who catfished Rishi?
I'm just trying to help you save your life, Jen.
Have fun in India.
Don't know who's going to go with me to the sales now for Hobby Lobby. Guess I'll go by myself.
No, it would be like they would go to Marshall's.
Oh, they not would. In Stillwell, Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, we don't know where Randy lives.
Randy does not live in Stillwell. Randy looks like she lives in St. Louis or something.
I was thinking Kansas City, yeah.
So I wrote down again, this confession eye is so severe. Please get someone in to do eye
it's
makeup.
The blue
for her.
Little thing doesn't work.
And
yeah.
But there's blue and there's nothing else.
I know. It's just kind of, I know.
It's bad.
Kara, go help her.
And anyway, y'all, I wrote down, they're going to the airport, and it is called Northwest Arkansas
been
Airport.
There. I've been to that airport.
That sounds bleak.
It's actually bigger than you think. We flew into that when
it's not even a town.
Well, we flew into the airport. I'm pretty sure we did. My mom and I did whenever my Aunt Karen was dying from cancer, and we went to take care of her because she lived in Fayetteville.
That's the commercial for the airport. When your relative is dying, choose Northwest Arkansas Airport.
I mean, it's true. We got off the ground at the airport, and I said, "Oh, I need to turn my phone." I went to turn off, and I heard, and I got a text saying, "She's gone," right when I was in the air. So that's what I think about the airport.
Okay.
It was good, though. It was good. Glad we went. But anyway, it's...
when your loved one is dying.
It's a little bitty airport.
We'll be there for you.
Probably bigger than Tulsa. Anyway, it's a small airport, yes. So, meaning to say, this woman's going to have so many... I think she... had so many
connecting flights.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
15 hours on a plane, she said. I wrote
I love that. I'm sorry. I just want to say when she's talking to her family, she says, my family says, And y'all, she says this that you can tell she's had them many times before. She says, my family says, what if I have a severe breakdown when I'm in India? Because it's on the yearly for her where she has a complete existential crisis.
Matt Sharp, kudos.
Kudos. Where did you find them?
I don't know how, but really well done.
Well done, Matt Sharp.
And she also says, I'm worried about not being able to be there for my family if something happens. And again, this... I understand,
her mom's getting older.
Yeah, I understand that's a concern, but... That is the kind of living in fear. You can tell she constantly lives in fear, but she wants to choose something else.
This actually made me sad.
Yeah.
Maybe because it is in Oklahoma, but it just made me relate to my own life and, well, both of us. Like,
yeah.
Where you have to, I cannot live in Oklahoma. I just don't know how, I just can't theorize how I would be
happy. Sorry for anyone who's living there, loving it.
Actually, I could probably live in Tulsa.
Yeah.
But I can't live. I love my family, but because of where they live, I literally cannot live
Me
there.
Either. I can't live in South Carolina.
And I say that not because people are like, oh, you're going to be
bullied. Not Charleston.
It's not even the bullying. It's like, I said this, someone said, what is it like when you go to Oklahoma? And I tell this to people, maybe if you're in a smaller town and you think of this, like, you get this too. It's always like, oh, hey, this is Jake. This is my gay cousin. The gay, like I get,
yeah.
You're always the gay. That's how you're introduced mm-hmm. as the gay one. So dance, minstrel dance. It's never just like this is Matt. And so I feel
maybe
like,
if a purse didn't fall out of your mouth every time,
that's fair. I was talking to my friend who has lost a bunch of weight, and she talked about how seeing how some friends don't have a problem because she's not quote the fat friend anymore.
Yeah,
and so they. Anyway, it's just when I live in L.A., people say, this is my friend Matt. Now, other people might whisper to themselves, she real gay. But you know what? At least it's underneath it's and not true. Just like.
At least it's behind your back.
Or if someone doesn't introduce me, then someone who doesn't know me will come up to me and say they think it's like when white people who think they're being anti-racist say to a black person, like, so what's it like to be black in a white town?
Yeah.
What's it like to be gay in a...
Or it's almost like they don't look at you like you're a circus animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't realize that actually those things, you think you're being inclusive because you're trying to tell someone, hey, I'm okay that you're black. I'm okay that you're gay. But you're actually othering them. So that's why we can't live there.
Education. So our show's rarely educational.
Rarely.
But you never know. And this poor mother, I feel for this family because y'all, they've been down this road with Jen so many times.
So
that's the thing. I would give anything to read the book of this woman's life.
That I just had a vision of what if Matt Sharp made, what if he started making prequel reenactments of people's lives. Like, what if we saw Nutley's life before she came? What if we saw a fictionalized version of Jen, the early years?
Oh, yeah. And we could see the time where Tiffany gave birth in a bathroom to Daniel.
Yes. Okay. This is a great idea. It's like, instead of drunk history, it's 90-day history.
Yeah.
Matt Sharp, you're welcome.
I think that would require four times the budget they want to spend.
No, they could get celebrities who love 90 Day.
No,
Seth Rogen
Rogen
would totally play.
Well, here's the
submit
thing:
13 years prior, whenever Jenny came over and lived in his attic.
You are forgetting the kind of documentary mission they think they're on for the world. They're not interested in this.
We passed that.
You are ridiculous right now.
Comfortable.
Anyway, let's move on.
That's a great idea.
It's not. it's funny, but
it's not
Sharp would never be involved.
It's true.
So, y'all, she gets to India. She's like, the Indian air hits me, and I realize I'm here now. And you almost have to feel something for her because she's changing her life. It's exciting to watch. I just wonder how many times we've been down this road.
Because I agree. Here's the deal. At least so far, what we've seen in Jen, like, it, at least at first, we didn't know everything we know, but it is a little bit of like Jenny and Submit vibes. You kind of feel like this woman who seems like a decent person, but it's just
oh,
horribly foolish and naive. It's just looking for love.
And I had a thought. This Jen and Rishi are the Hollywood actors who would play Jenny and Submit in the movie version
that is true.
Of in Jenny and Submit.
The fictionalized yes. version of Jenny yes. and Submit. See, now it's a
Jen
good idea.
Jen and Rishi would be Jenny and Submit in the movie
but
of the Jenny and Submit story.
In the young, but then when
not without my chicken.
But then but then when they fast forwarded to like now, it would just be an actual chicken playing Jenny, right?
Yes.
Okay, just a hen.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of Rishi, they did a great job in producing it. Kudos to the editors and the story producer because they did kind of leave you with this feeling of, she's so dumb, but I do hope that like maybe this works out for Jen.
Yeah.
And then we meet Rishi's family.
Yeah, they live in a joint family house, and this is extremely common in India.
Yep.
And they want to keep it that way.
He's mother, brother, uncle, aunt.
Mother, brother,
cousin,
sister,
cousin.
So five people besides him.
Brother, cousin,
and
whatever.
The
father passed away a few years ago. And
yeah.
So now Rishi is the main kind of man
yeah.
of the household.
And breadwinner, sounds like,
yeah.
as well. And you know, mom is on him about marrying all the time. Remember, he had said he wanted a love marriage. She has either ignored this or gone against his wishes and getting names and women from other villages.
Well, is it a love marriage or is it still arranged?
A love marriage is not arranged.
Well, but it wasn't clear to me if she was trying to like. Because a lot of times the arrangement for an arranged marriage will happen between families. It almost
no.
I couldn't tell though if she was like saying this girl isn't available.
No.
You could date
her. She is trying to arrange a marriage. This is not a love marriage. Is two people who meet regardless of arrangement.
I guess I took it as like the way your own mother would say, "Jaybird." But there's this guy who works down at Sam Goody who I think
no,
would be kind of cute.
It's
for
not.
You.
It's not a fix up. No, this is you. I am arranging this. I she looks at the family. This is an arranged marriage. This is not a love marriage.
Okay.
So, and because it's his mom, he can't say, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
makes you wonder, did he tell his mother he wants a love marriage?
That's what he said in his, or
that's what Jen said. We don't know what he said.
That's true. She said marriage proposals are coming in. That's what she said. So
yeah, which
you know,
does
she
feel like
is
an
the
arranged.
Broker mm-hmm. here, and she's like, I just need to get him to meet these women. And
every mother wishes for their child to get married and have grandchildren. And she looks at him. She says, Rishi, I'm getting old,
and we need a daughter-in-law to do the housework.
And when I went, oh no. By the way, is Jen older than his mother?
Oh, no.
Because she does not look old. Like, she looks our age.
She's probably...
Jen's 46.
She's probably...
She can't
she's
be.
Probably 50, 55.
She's not 55.
I don't... I cannot speculate.
Because I think she looks pretty good if
yeah.
she's 55.
I think Jen is probably a little younger. But not by much.
And
so,
they haven't talked about this yet, but it's probably doubtful Jen can have children.
That's true. That's why there's so many parallels of Jenny and Submit here.
It's interesting
it's
to
the
see
movie star version.
The different way it's going about.
I just wrote down my movie star comment again. But Rishi basically says, I haven't told them, and I haven't told her that I'm actually engaged to Jen.
The uncle says, we need a daughter-in-law. And that's what the mom says.
We need someone to do the work.
She's like, I can't keep working like this. I can't read this.
And
the uncle ends and says, this has to happen. this year. It has to happen.
I will say, there are extremely high stakes for this story. I think, this is just me putting this out there, if Rishi's familial bonds are half as strong as those of Sumit, this is not going to work.
Mm-mm.
His mother's going to get her way.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll turn out to be different. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think it looks good.
Let's go to a commercial. We'll be back with our new segment.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Song Finch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
It's time for our new segment, Tales from Social Media.
All right.
Okay, we can start with the Danielle voice.
God, that took an act of Congress to get Poodle to do that. Playing on the phone, he was so nervous.
I had a vision.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
This is a new segment because we don't like talking about all the shit these people do, but some things must be covered.
Some things must be covered, or in this case, some things are uncovered.
Okay.
But, so don't, this is what I want to precurse this. I don't need a lot of, he said this on Instagram, and she's, I just don't think we're going to, it's not gossip, y'all. It is when things go, when things are so extra and so stupid, we just have to talk about it.
And in this case, this is, we're talking about the leaked DMs in between former Bachelorette and clout chaser Josh Sider, who dated Karini.
Eve.
Well, no, he just slid into her DMs.
But well, the
Yolanda. He was engaged, Yolanda. Supposedly engaged to Yolanda.
I think
for a
he
while.
Also tried to get with Rose.
Yes. So
he's a 90-day.
He's a clout chaser. Can you stop trying to touch my foot?
I'm not. It's stuck all the way over here. You're just splayed out everywhere like a fucking slutty flapjack.
That's me. So y'all, Natalie, our beloved Natalie, Morbutseva. Reached out to him, and he's like, Natalie begging me to lie and con networks to help make her famous.
That's what he said on his Instagram.
And we're going to do a dramatic reading of the contents of said messages.
All right.
I'll be playing the role of Natalie.
All right.
I'm going to say the emoticons, by the way.
Great.
So just so you need to do those as well.
Great. I'm glad you planned this out.
I'm telling you what to do. I'm directing you.
Here we go. When I plan something, we talk about it. You just throw it at me.
I told you what we wanted to do. Smiley face. How do I get cast to Bachelor Show? I am reality TV star myself too.
Be with me and we can be together. Raised eyebrow, wink face.
Scroll.
I have to do everything.
What? I am scrolling. Are you single?
No, I am in a relationship. I look for other projects, not boyfriend. But good luck in your search.
Okay. Well, that sucks. I'm in negotiations with the network for my new reality show coming out in May. You may seem like a perfect candidate to co-star with me.
What show? What network? What show?
ABC Network. No, it's my own show.
What is it about? Send me reels. I work for TLC Discovery, but I look for some new networks. I just moved to LA.
It's a new show focusing on my life as a bachelor, that's a capital bachelor, looking for love with the right woman.
Wow! They reach out to you through social media? I could not be main character. I can't, but I could appear in season. I am shooting Single Life myself now. Cool. Ask if they will be interested in me appearing, but I am not single.
Yeah, that works. You can appear on it.
Heart!
Will your BF be mad? We may have to kiss or something at most. Hold hands, etc.
You can play it like you do not like me, but I get access to network. But I think I could be a great character for network.
Yeah, I'll pass along your pictures to the casting directors and field producers this week. Do you live with your boyfriend?
Photo, 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 photo. These are my most recent pictures of me. We planning, yes.
Did you finalize your divorce?
Does it meter?
I'm wondering if it will be an issue for their legal department.
Maybe.
It's not together.
Two words.
If you're married on my dating show, it could cause transparency and legitimacy issues.
But if I in just one episode, do not think so. Or I could appear in other shows. I am from Ukraine.
Let me throw that in there so then you like feel sorry for me. Just want to be prepared since legal will ask.
No, better no. I don't think it matters for the ratings that I usually bring. I am one of the top stars. So they should be happy to have me on the show for a few episodes.
Oh, okay. I'll let them know you're still married, but not to worry. You will bring ratings regardless.
Heart! Crying face! Crying face! Crying face!
No, laughing crying
face. Laughing crying face! Laughing crying face! Laughing crying face!
Yeah, you're gonna do it.
My beautiful face is given by God, and he is leading me good road. I have no complaints. We can't all have all the money in the world.
True. The most beautiful women use men. I'm glad, with a capital G, glad you don't.
I use my brain. Brain emoji. I was lucky to have one. Winky face. Oh, sorry.
You wanted it.
Laughing, crying face. Laughing, crying face. Laughing, crying face. Laughing, crying face. Laughing, crying face.
It's hard to find genuine, kind women these days.
How do you know? Did you date all of them? How old are you?
35.
You a young. Don't give up. Do I think they will cast me for Bachelorette? I want.
And scene. Oh, yeah, you should have turned on time. Wow. Wow. Wow.
This is why I don't ever want her off of Single Life.
No, because she's just such a fucking egomaniac. I mean,
I have faith that was given by God.
She's a terrible human being. Don't get me wrong. But I love to
Nothing wrong with that.
I love... those type of people often make great reality TV. I agree. If she's not, she needs to be on every season of Single Life.
I was upset that in every one, season. In one DM, it must not have been here. One day they asked, he said, how do you make money? And he said, OF.
He said, OF.
She's like, what is OF? He said, OnlyFans. And she's like, is that naked pictures? No, I do not know. I am a model girl.
Yeah, I'm a model girl. Yeah, she did act very pious.
He
must have taken that out on his Instagram.
Yeah, but...
Oh, honestly, they're both perfect to one another. Just perfect.
I could not let that get away.
No, that was good. Those kind of things we will talk about. Other things we will talk about. Whoop, 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 whoop. Dick alert. Dick alert.
Yes.
Dick alert, y'all. Speaking of OnlyFans, Johan doesn't have an OnlyFans, but he has, what's it called? Undetermined? Uninformed?
Unfiltered?
Unfiltered. That's what it's called. It says Stephanie, as in I sell fart jars.
Yeah.
Stephanie's version of OnlyFans. God, I don't want her on the show, but I respect her as a business person, I gotta say.
Agree.
Y'all, because I do the work. Now, first of all, a lot of you have shamed us and said, I can't believe you didn't talk about his dick on your show.
We have, several times.
We had a week off. This is our first 90 Day Fiancé show since this news dropped.
It's been 2 weeks.
We will drop the ball on a lot of things.
Not dick. We did a breaking news segment.
On the docu-sweeties. Yes, but
gay
that was
sweeties.
Yes, yes, we did it on that with Chris and Wall. We had a lot of fun on that. But so we're now being able to talk about it here. And so if you didn't hear that, I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all, we do the work here, and this is why my accountant always asks me questions about expenses that we charge. But
yeah.
I got a subscription, and
to Johan's,
you get a subscription. And it's basically all just dialogue that I think Danielle's written, pretty much, because it's in English.
She's pimping that fucker out.
For sure.
Because, y'all, she ain't working.
But then, to even see a picture, you got to pay $25 more just to see the picture of him.
Okay.
I paid that.
You paid that.
I paid that. And now, I will report, it's a pendulous dong.
It's a pendulous dong.
It's a pendulous dong.
I saw it.
It's a picture of him naked. It's in, yes.
It is not erect. It is soft.
It is quite large and uncut, even soft.
Soft.
Soft. You thought it looked ashy. It was actually sand because he was at the beach.
Oh.
And then I showed it.
It still kind of looked ashy to me.
It looks gorgeous. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. To see a 9-minute video of him masturbating with... an explosion at the end, as he explained, is $500.
That's too rich for our blood.
That's too rich for our blood.
Even our accountant said, don't do this.
Even my accountant. So don't ask for us to show you the picture. Please don't post the picture because, y'all, sex work is work. It's his work.
And that's his work. And, y'all, he's got to get it to give Danielle the money she needs.
So he can, because he only has 9 months to make that butcher shop a reality.
What a miserable bitch.
What a miserable bitch.
The miserable bitches,
I mean,
she might be the most miserable.
This is actually, I guess you could talk about it in their segment or you could talk about it in news. But the news came out too that, y'all, she's filed a bankruptcy in the U.S.
Yes, that
so
has.
As, yeah. Just note, as she's lecturing him and saying, you're not good with money. She's trying
you.
To leave the country. So she... because she can't pay for anything.
Miserable bitch.
Oh, sorry. Do we have anything else?
One more thing.
There's one more.
Mike of Jimener. Jimener and Mike.
Mike and Jimener.
Seems to be engaged to a blonde woman.
We've saw just the back of her head.
Te amo. And some has been speculation that it's Stephanie from Louisville, Belize. I doubt that would happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it's some woman who barely speaks English.
Probably.
Because that's who he can get.
That's who he can get.
I'm sure we wish him all the best.
Wish him all the best. And yeah.
And y'all, that has been Tales from Social Media.
Put it, honey, you got to put the microphone up to the phone.
I did.
No, you really didn't.
Fine.
And also, it's not that end, it's this end.
Oh,
that's
I did
where
it
the
wrong.
Speaker comes out.
I think I did it wrong. Can you just put it in?
No. I'm not just re-editing things.
I thought it was this end. Why wouldn't it be this end?
Because you're not a top. You don't know which end.
Oh, that's the speaker. Oh, listen, that's a lot better.
Yeah, but face towards your microphone.
That's what I did.
No, it's on the side. Your mic.
Oh, you're right.
You work in music.
Never mind. I did my best. I planned out the whole thing. You could have handled some part of the tech element.
We need to move on.
All right. Nicole and Mahmoud.
Boy.
I nonstop write during these segments.
I nonstop type and I shake my head just going.
This might be. I don't know. We've had a lot of feelings of foreboding with couples.
It's.
But.
Brittany was more prepared to go to another country than Nicole, it seems.
It, for me, what's harder to watch is to watch her struggle with her own gut feelings that she should not go back.
Yes.
It's painful to watch. Here's the deal, y'all. The parents have come in from Idaho.
Harold and
Wanda.
And Wanda, who just... You can just tell when you see these
exhausted.
Parents, like...
Dad's wearing a grizzly bear shirt.
Like, when you meet our parent... He is. When you meet our parents, you can go, okay, that makes sense that Jake was their kid. Makes sense Maddie was their kid. Like, it kind of all fits.
Yeah.
This picture looks like... Harold and Wanda have been in one television show, and then Nicole's in a whole other network.
They look shell-shocked, too.
And
they,
so what this idea of, I think Nicole is fighting with, she's always had a Little Mermaid complex.
I want to be where the people are?
Just the thing out there.
Part of your world, yeah.
Yeah, she wants to be, and because she's not felt like her own. So it's, in a way, it's a very queer story. Like metaphor storyline and the way she just feels like you can tell just because y'all you would think okay, this girl, she always dresses like she's in France buying a fucking baguette and maybe
no,
her mom will be a stylish mother.
This was not, this was, I called her, that was with the beret.
Yeah.
I called that Emily in Paris cosplay.
Yes, but still, you feel like mom would maybe like, maybe mom is kind of style.
No, this is someone who tried, this is what you're going for, I think, is this is someone who remakes their identity every couple of years.
Because they never felt like they fit into anything.
Yeah. She would be the perfect cult member. I still say that.
I don't know if she was raised Mormon, although there's a lot of Mormon people at Idol. And I still, part of me goes with that, but then another part of me says maybe not, because another problem is that She has no idea this way that you can, quote, convert to Muslim, be a religion, but
Islam.
I'm sorry, she says I'm Muslim now. The way you can convert, that she can be Muslim yet and convert to Islam, but yet not take any trappings of the religion as if, well, I can pick and choose. And I went, someone who was raised Mormon would probably understand more that it is.
Well, here's the clarification here. The only thing you really to convert to more to Islam, the only thing you really have to do, she's correct on this, is say the Shahada, which is, I believe that there's one God and Muhammad is his messenger.
She's like, I believe that.
Well, here's that is technically true. It's kind of like in evangelical Christianity. The only thing you need to do to be a Christian and give your heart to Jesus is say, I gave my heart to Jesus.
Be saved.
So
yeah.
That is technically true. But there also is, does she follow the five pillars of Islam? Does she follow prayer, Hajj, and all the other? And she already says, I do not follow dietary restrictions. And there's some Muslims who don't. And so I'm not going to criticize anyone as a true believer or anything like that. But what she even seems to be conflicted about it.
I mean, people in religions pick and choose, but it's she doesn't want to choose any of it.
I I think that's unclear.
I agree.
What we don't know if she prays, but she seems to say she chooses what she wants from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say right now that's going to be a problem in a very strict Muslim country like Egypt. And but I want to say how the parents find out that she is converted is disturbing. And how she says it, because she says, you know, life is inherently risky. And I went, that is someone who has nothing left to lose in their life.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. That was very revealing that she said that. I don't know. I think this woman has probably had several moments in her life where, whether she had, I guarantee you, she's probably had mental health issues at times.
Yeah.
Maybe some type of personality issues, some maybe. Kind of break. Something, she's extremely thin. There's a possibility of ED. Something is at work.
Or just like crazy bad anxiety too. But yeah. Something, even our parents talk about.
We've moved you a thousand times.
And then we also find out the way the parents found out she got married was someone told them saw it on Facebook. Not they didn't see it. Someone told them they saw it on Facebook.
And then they say the Islamic wedding we had didn't feel like a wedding, but we crashed someone else's wedding so we could sleep together, and their imam married us the real legal way.
The real legal. And then
so it showed them just like eating cake and boxes in from box, someone else's
and
wedding. Like,
and we're married, and all so they could go fuck.
Yeah.
That's all what it was about. And then she basically, they're like, well, what are you, they're asking her questions. And can, Nicole is that person who, I know people who do this. They, it's not gaslighting, but it's this way of, they tell someone information as if they should have already known.
She's
She's like, I am Muslim. And they go,
well, the mom said, do you want to be Muslim? And she said, I am Muslim. Mom's face.
But she said it as if, don't you already know?
Yeah. Mom's face just went ashen.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I converted. When'd you do that? Oh, 2 days before. But I didn't have to. I chose. I chose to convert.
I wanted our family to be the same religion.
I'm telling you, all of this feels culty. All of this feels, and I'm not saying Islam is a cult. I'm saying her behavior here in joining and converting feels cult-like.
But she did
cult-like.
No research on what Islam is. Y'all, not even Google.
I think she's aware. What she's not, I think she's aware. I don't think she cares. And I think she expects her husband, who loves her, to turn away from all the things about his religion that he expects, because for Mahmoud, religion and God are number one, and with Islam is so much about the way you live your life. And she even says this, every minute of the day is about your religion. How does she expect him to make allowances for this?
It's a very American way of looking at it, honestly, kind of it's the reckoning a bit what Jenny had with Submit. I know that wasn't a religious, but thinking, well, this is just a culture. I've watched Disney movies where people choose love and choose some partner. Right. That's what Nicole thinks this is. So it's not even just the religion. It's the thousands and thousands of years of this, of a culture that is just, this is the way the world is there. And it's so naive that she's just like, but he'll choose me. He'll choose me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I mean, Jenny was naive about that, but this is, you're right. It's on a, Jenny kind of didn't understand it. And now she understands it. And she kind of is at the point where she's like, it is what it is. We're together. Because Jenny's even said, if this isn't going to work, then we'll move on.
Yeah.
Nicole is this, I don't know. You're right. It's not clear if she understands it or not. But even if she does understand the thousands and thousands of years of religious history.
That long, actually.
I don't know how.
It's only about 1,800 years.
Almost 2,000. Yeah. still, long time.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand that. She still
Islam says, was after Christianity.
She still says it's this idea of like, but I don't care. We can rise above that or something.
Well, what she says exactly is we don't speak about it. And that's not true because she's said over and over again, all he talks about, her version of this is all he talks about is my clothes. That's what we fight about. The thing about that is he's not really talking about your clothes. He's talking about the principle that he believes in that is very codified in his country about how the way that women should dress in Islam.
Like she says, and I'm not covering my hair ever again. And I went, that affects your safety.
And exactly. And so this comes to a question of...
This isn't fashion, girl.
Y'all, and we've said this before, values aren't aligning here.
Regardless
if you are Muslim or not, values aren't aligning. And so should a person ask another person to change their values for another? I guess you could, but that's a huge ask. Especially if you are asking someone if it's part of religion, especially Islam, I don't see how that's going to work.
I think, when some people say, but I know that's not going to happen, but they really want that. When she said, I wish I had a magic eraser to help our condition. And I went, a part of her believes that could still happen. And she's so fucking wrong in thinking that.
I think if his reservations weren't attached to something like a whole fucking religion
and
like Islam,
yes,
you could talk that out.
She doesn't. I guess she thinks, well, I'm leaving my family. If you can just leave your family, and she doesn't get that. Like she said to her parents on the way to the airport, he can't move to the U.S.
Yeah,
like she said like. Later on when she's driving, she's like, I don't want to do this. And you're going, this is not good.
Horrible.
She's like, I don't want to go back to this country. And their parents said, well, why? And she's like, because I'm the one that can. He can't.
So why did she say why he can't leave?
No, and that's what I wanted to know, too.
I assume it is he's responsible partially for either supporting his family or he doesn't want to leave. Or he can't leave because he prefers to stay in Egypt, which is kind of an Islamic state. I would argue is an Islamic state.
Well, he seems very close to his family.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, when he said that, when she said, I wish I could erase everything and we'd just be two people in love.
Again, Disney.
So y'all get to Mahmoud, who is so, even though he says he's 30, he looks 22.
He does.
He's such a little cutie, though. I gotta say that. Ooh, twink. Yeah.
Get it out.
What? It's pretty lips. Real pretty lips.
you need to call in those guys now that you're feeling
So, y'all,
better.
He's been a manager at the fabric store. He's worked there for 12 years.
He is
so
cute. He's young.
He's been there for a while. And he says, I met my wife there. Nicole is so sweet. She's so crazy.
Now, what is interesting is you can tell by the way he describes her. So, not to put it all on her, I think there's a lot of naivete from him as well.
Oh, yes.
Because, y'all, when he describes her.
She's his first girlfriend.
His first girlfriend.
First, as the brothers say, his first experience with the opposite sex
at all. Y'all, he's into her because she's an American.
That's part of it,
I'm sure. It's part of the kink. He's into her because she looks that way. He's into her because she doesn't wear, so it's like I bet that is what is confusing to Nicole, is she doesn't understand how two things can coexist.
And but in a weird way, he still wants to mesh the idea of her Americanism in with the concept of living in Egypt as an Islamic woman.
Mm-hmm.
So he can have that. And we're not here to litigate the idea of if this is good for women or bad for women. That is what Islamic culture, not necessarily the Quran in some ways, that is what Islamic culture and is in Egypt stipulates.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these, and Egypt is quite conservative. with this. It, like, I don't think we've been to Jordan, where some where it's kind of like middle of the road conservative, and we've been to Morocco, which
Marrakesh,
which is pretty liberal about some things. We I don't know if we've been Tunisia. Was kind of in the middle, I believe, as well.
So beautiful.
But this is a more conservative Muslim country than Egypt is. Yeah. So, anyway.
Now, I will say, he is cute. I mean, I could have a whole just Burger King pylon with these brothers. I think the whole family's good looking.
Burger King pylon?
Well, you know how there's that ball pit they used to have at Burger King where all the kids would just jump on each other?
I thought it was like something with a sandwich.
No, but I guess it could, kind of like Burger Time. You know, like when you you get the pickles and it goes wop 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 and it just like piles on one another.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Oh, I could do that. I'll be that bottom patty. That sounds like a drag queen.
What's your name?
Bottom patty.
Miss Bottom Patty.
Well, hello, y'all.
Sashay away.
I'm here. Just making a wearing a dress made out of romaine.
Miss Bottom Patty to the floor. So, he's meeting his brothers, Muhammad and Ahmed, and he even states again,
cute.
In my life, religion and family. Those are his main priorities there, y'all. So... The values are clearly not aligned.
No.
And
they're asking him like, so is she coming here for real now, like to stay? And he's like, yeah, she.
And will she settle?
She wants to settle down in Egypt. And Mahmoud says, I never thought she would come back again because we had this huge fight about her clothes. We always have the worst fights about her clothes.
And it's again, he says we have the worst fights about our clothes. It has. The clothes are a symbol for her saying, this is my individuality. I will not give it up to do this. I will not be part of your religion in this way.
I don't think either of them have the emotional intelligence to talk about this.
Nope, absolutely not.
Because I know she's 38, but y'all, we think of
something
her as younger.
Something happened on the way to heaven.
Yeah, because when I see, like, at the end when we see them together, they both energetically feel the same age of, like, 21.
No, I agree. Y'all, and
ooh, 21.
So they basically say, he says, she is unyielding, and so am I. And the youngest brother, they're like, he is our youngest brother. He's a spoiled little sweetheart. No girlfriends before. And we find out that Ahmed's wife was actually from China, and he said, and for her converting and living in Egypt, it was 2 years of hell.
I just want
to add. Sorry.
But the brother's going, well, you did it. We can too. Coming from China and coming from America.
Very different.
Are very, very different.
I
mean, heck, Poodle couldn't even get on Google in China.
To go to Bing.
Or Facebook.
So. It's
sometimes I think, do you ever think about that and you go, wow, I was in China.
I was about as dumb as Nicole.
You kind of were when you went to China.
I was like, oh, I'll be able to do that.
I'll be able to get on Facebook.
Turns out communism is a little restrictive, more restricted than I thought.
Who knew?
Anyway.
But actually, to speak to that, and you're, I think, more informed of the world than a lot of Americans, more than me.
Maybe.
I get bored and move on and scroll on. But even then, you did have so much naivete when you went to China.
I did because,
so, but yeah. No, but I bring that up to like the fact that Nicole has that, and clearly Nicole hasn't even called Uncle Google or Aunt Bing. Like, it's so clear that this woman has not done any research because... Even when she comes, the what is firing in her head of, okay, because this is what she does in life. If something bothers me and I can't control it, I can't help, I leave, I go to a new city, and she's like, So now I'm hoping to come back and our problems will all be resolved. You didn't, A, you didn't talk about your problems, and B, the culture of Islam didn't change while you left Egypt.
No, and I think she is waiting on him to relent.
This is going to be so good to watch.
And then the brother's basically saying, well, you know, it's your obligation for her religious education, so you need to handle that. And after a while, consistency will bring benefits, and she'll be fine, and she will adapt gradually. We'll see. Again, I wrote so much in this segment. Let's talk about her. As I say, we're in Emily in Paris, beret.
She moved out of the house, and now she's staying at a hotel with her parents, and they're getting ready to leave. And that's where she's saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm freaking out.
Boy, this is someone who cannot tolerate any type of anxiety or
uncomfortability. Anxiety, uncomfortableness.
And she says, she even says, breasts out with her family, I'm not looking forward to living in Egypt. I don't like it. I don't like life there.
I bet her siblings hate her.
Oh, yeah, totally. And she says, I don't know how to go to the grocery store. And can you imagine being these poor parents and having to...
This person's venting and you're going, I can't help you.
And then she says, I have to do this. In a 3-second turn, how do you explain I have a theory. How do you explain the constant fear, but also I have to do this? I have to do this.
Oh, you're actually asking.
I am asking you.
Oh,
sorry. It wasn't rhetorical.
You said grocery store. I was thinking about my grocery list.
Oh, lovely. I think about that all the time on our show.
No, I think. It's disassociation, yep. Just pure and simple. That she's has a very good skill of disassociating in her life. Kind of a
that's what I'm saying. Something
the
went really
clothes,
wrong.
She tries on different clothes because she's trying on different personas.
Yep.
She's disassociating constantly.
Yeah. That's that whole like Air France flight attendant thing that she was pulling off.
Kind of like when your best friend just comes over and you're like, what are you wearing, Jake? And you say, well, I'm going through a shawl phase now.
Yeah. Sometimes we go through phases.
You went through a culotte phase.
That was a bad time.
Remember the early 2000s, he went through a capri phase.
Oh, I still look good. I called them pedal pushers, though.
No one calls them pedal pushers anymore, except for Carl's wife.
That's true.
Carl! Carl, get out those old pedal pushers. I'm going to send them to Jayburn. Shoot her. Go get mama's kids. Go get my kids.
Kids.
Go get them.
So, Mahmoud is picking her up at the most heartbreaking thing is when the dad has her jacket and he says, if I don't give you the jacket, will you stay? And I went, I just like a gut punch.
Computer says no. Computer says no.
So y'all, he's picking her up at the airport. His friend, and remember, he doesn't have a car or a license.
Because he can't drive.
He can't drive.
Because he's a fucking man child.
Yeah. And Nicole.
What's more romantic when you see the person that your actual husband from the airport and you see them and you hug them, you say, can I hug you? I don't want to go to jail.
Now, this is a lack of understanding.
That's what I'm saying. It's a complete idol. It's what she doesn't want. She's like, if I don't know about it, if I don't look at the monster behind the corner, then the monster's not real.
It's also passive-aggressively saying, your religion's weird because I could go to jail for hugging you. And so that is, I'm going to say, look out for that the entire time. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's...
It's shirking the responsibility. Yeah. This was one of the weirdest airport meetings we've ever had. I mean, talk about disassociation.
Yeah.
They met like they'd only been gone for 2 weeks. Like there wasn't... And it was this...
It's so good to see you!
It felt very like... In a way, like a Southern play where they tried to talk about what was really going on, but then there was this subtext under it. It because they're talking, and he was like, he's like, oh, I'm happy to hear that you like, that you're happy to be here. I didn't know, because last time you screamed, I never want to come back here. And you just went, this is the first 3 minutes.
Yeah. And he basically says, and
you kept saying, I hate Egypt. I hate Egypt. I hate Egypt.
In his confessional, he says, when she's tired, she screams, I don't ever want to be here again. He just kind of smiles.
And he smiles when he says it.
Well, and then y'all.
So there's like disassociation or whatever
as
with
soon
him.
As soon as she kind of gets there, he's like, could you do me a favor? Can you close your jacket? And she's like, why? Well, your shirt is a little small. And she does it. She does it, but you see her kind of straighten up and kind of her eyes go shark eyes. And it's like how someone disassociates after abuse or something.
Did you hear
like
what
that.
She said to him? She said, you're so rude. And I went, this isn't emotional at all. It is the only thing I can equate to it is if someone was going out into a battlefield of
Jesus
a war
Christ.
And someone said, hey, you should put your bulletproof vest on. And someone says, how dare, like, I can't even, the fact that she's immediate. And then I went, oh, everything he says about her clothing, because again, that's the one thing she feels secure about, her fashion. She feels like is a personal attack. Now, like you said earlier,
we're not going
to
litigate
as a woman. What if you're not used to it, what that feels like to be in a culture that is completely telling you what to do with your body,
how you can dress.
We are
what
not
you need
here
to cover.
To support that. But no, not but. And Nicole, as a 38-year-old adult. In this day and age where you can watch
she knows
YouTube videos, documentaries, whatever.
Fucking she Avery. Knows. Fucking Avery from Ohio knew what to wear.
And you know, did you see that Omar has lost a lot of family members in
that.
Turkey?
Yeah.
So
Syria.
Or Syria. But they were they had family members living there. They are in they're not there. They're
I feel like they were in Dubai.
I think they are in Dubai.
Yeah.
His like mother and father, I believe, were okay, but a lot of his close extended family members.
Yeah, I saw the posting.
Have not made it. So
send good vibes to them.
Yeah, just really
they're good people.
It's and it really they just I really ended up like really respecting both of them how
Me
far
too.
They've come to, and when we see you're getting another call again, get off it's, Poodle's dick.
It's nonstop.
The Amundsen, he's not buying
it's
tickets.
Nonstop. I called them last time. They're like, do you buy a subscription to the Amundsen? That's our theater. I'm like, to be frank, your season has not gotten better. And the guy's like, ugh. You don't call me unless you want a Poodle opinion.
Well, that's the truth.
Anyway, y'all, they're fighting about this, he's like, you want? He's like, then he said, you make this so hard on me, and I went, oh, now you're the victim.
Well, I will say, I think she has no understanding, and I also think, and I was waiting to say this because I think what we're going to find out now. Granted. She is moving over there. So the more the responsibility is on her, and I bet you he has not taken time to Google or research what it's like for an American woman to live.
Absolutely not.
He has. They both have no idea. They don't love one another. They just want
to
fuck.
He's not going to worry about how to make her comfortable because
his culture tells him not to
Culture tells him not to because it's the one true religion. This is the way to live.
Yeah. How do you argue with that?
Exactly. That's
you
what I'm
can't
saying.
Argue with
this
that.
This is a value. This is a value. The equal sign. Draw a line through
yes.
it.
Yes. Or actually, how do you argue with that when you've chosen to marry someone in that culture
right.
and you're moving to that culture?
It's like my answer is religion. That is my answer, and that unfortunately that answer trumps every other answer. And that's the show.
One bread,
stop
one
it.
Body,
stop it.
One Lord above.
Stop it.
Y'all, that's the
you
show.
You need to sing more Catholic songs, but that's like the only one.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrongest places, Poodle?
Yes. And
if you have been given face from God, put me on your bachelorette show.
Put me on.
I could be on there. I am very popular star at TLC.
I'm like if a beautiful
you,
tree.
If you have been given tree. Face from God and scream, cream!
No, cream.
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.